Hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the podcast. If you find these podcasts helpful, if you find them encouraging, man, we would be honored if you'd share them with your friends. You can simply send them to weekdaypodcast.com. That's just weekdaypodcast.com, and we would love just to keep spreading the word. Well, today, I want to talk about a subject that I think all of us are very familiar with. It is something that's not going to be shocking. It's something that all of us have experienced at some level. It's this idea of being over it. We're a generation that's just over it. In our generation, we're overworked, we're overstressed, we're overscheduled, and we're just over it. We're just done, right? We are just done. Well, I remember last year I heard this phrase that I've wrestled with, and honestly, I've pushed back on a little bit. And here's the phrase I want you to think about today. You have just enough time to do God's will. You have just enough time to do what God wants you to do. See, if you're like me and you're resisting that, chances are there are one of two things that are true. Either, number one, you're doing things that God doesn't intend you to do. You're doing way too much, and so you're like, man, I don't have enough time. Or the second thing could be true. You're doing the things that God wants you to do, but you're just not doing them in the right way. See, what I've come to believe is that God would never give you a list of things to do and then not give you the time to do it. I don't think he would do that. So sometimes I think we're trying to do too much, or sometimes we're not using our time well. There's really no other option. And so either way, my encouragement is to learn to live in the moment. Learn to enjoy the moment you're in. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13, all of us should enjoy what we've worked for. And here's why. It is God's gift. It's God's gift. God has given us this gift that I like to call the gift of now. Too many of us fall victim to this terrible trap, this trap of when and then thinking. When and then thinking is when I achieve some goal, then maybe I'll be happy. And that goal could be different for all of us. You might think, when I graduate, then I'll be happy. When I get married, then I'll be happy. When I pay off the car, then I'll be happy. Whatever that is, we fall into a trap of when and then. We think, when I achieve this thing, then I'll be happy. But you know what? You won't be happy by then. You'll enjoy reaching that goal for maybe, I don't know, 3 seconds, but then you're going to start asking yourself, what's next? And that killer cycle starts all over again. Isn't that true? I know I've seen it in my own life. So I'd ask this question, are you worn out today? Are you burnt out? Are you stressed out? So let me ask you this question, are you worn out? Are you burnt out? Are you stressed out? If you fall into that category, I believe God wants more for you. If you're carrying a load that's just too heavy, that load is not from Jesus. Here's what Jesus says in Matthew 11. He says, come to me, all of you who are tired, all of you who have heavy loads, and I guarantee you, some of us could raise our hands right now. He says, and I will give you rest. The load I give you to carry is light. And so today, I just want to remind you, every moment of your life is a gift from God. This moment, this breath, this second, that is a gift. God doesn't want you to waste it. God doesn't want you to wish it away. He doesn't want you to miss a single one. So instead, enjoy this moment. Enjoy what God has for you right now. Hey, if there's anything we can be praying for you today, feel free to drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would be honored to join you in praying for whatever that is that's on your heart. And also, I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday morning. We gather every Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11 for our English services, and then also at 11 for our Spanish-speaking service. And if you've never been here, drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com and let me know if you're coming, and I'd be honored just to get to meet you out front, show you around, and answer any questions you have. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.